All right, it is Tuesday morning. Ordinarily, this time of the morning would be very busy over at the Y with people coming in before work to get in a workout, but it's pretty quiet out there these days. Denise Brooks, the director of the Blue Water Area YMCA, on the line with us right now. Denise, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Strange days, huh?
They really are strange days. You know, fortunately, while, you know, part of the building's closed, we're still open and doing essential child care for healthcare workers, first responders, you know, families that have been part of the Y that continue to need our services during this time.
Yeah, and that's really important because, as you mentioned, there are essential workers that still need to get to work and still have to find child care.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do, we are working to be able to provide resources kind of as the need continues, you know, as this drags on. It becomes a little bit harder to rely just on family and friends for those services. So we are working with both preschool as well as school age.
I'll tell you, when I think of the Y, I think of not just, you know, exercise and you know, basketball and swimming, but you think of community, and it really is a community. And now all those people have to stay away. It's got to be tough.
It is tough, and we're actually doing a number of things. So we've got both on our Facebook account as well as our website, and we've got pages, for example. There's a national challenge among members of YMCA, so people can go on and go to our Facebook, or go on both to our Facebook page as well as our website, and they can join part of this national challenge and be part of Team Michigan. And it's really focused on what can you do at home to stay active. You know, we've got workouts that you can do at home, so virtual workouts. So many people have, you know, obviously the connectivity with their TVs, so it can almost feel like you're here. We're also going to be doing a lot of work with our, you know, as particularly with some of our active older adult members. You know, it's a community here. It's not just coming to work out. And as we were getting ready to close, that was one of the really key messages we heard from people is, you know, it's not just the workout, it's the people, it's the connection that I get. So we're going to be doing some phone calls and emails and reaching out to people and touching base just to make sure that everyone's doing okay, because this has the potential for some people to be very isolating, particularly as you're a little bit older. And we want to make sure that we're still staying in touch and helping people bridge that gap a little bit.
That's important. Certainly, there are a number of people laid off from the Y right now. Fundraising efforts, you know, are going to be halted. So what does this do to the economic situation at the Y?
Well, it is an economic challenge. You know, one of the things that has been very special is, you know, we've had board members, we've had members that have been very concerned about our staff, and we've had staff obviously concerned about each other. So a number of people have made donations to a new emergency fund that we created for our staff, as well as we had an existing fund called the Ray of Hope Fund that's actually funded by our own employees' gifts. And so, you know, staff are reaching out, members and community members are reaching out to help us continue to support our staff during this time. We even have a lot of staff that are donating their own PTO banks and PTO hours to help other staff that might need them more. So that's been a pretty special part of things. You know, we're continuing to try and do what we can in the community to help support, because there are a lot of other things that are happening.
Yeah, it's I guess times like this really show our strength sometimes, and you know, the Y is no exception. I think that you know what the Y does well, even though you aren't doing it in the same way, you're still able to you know, bring people together and be you know, a strong voice in the community.
Well, and sometimes it's thinking about how you can use your resources differently.
Yeah.
So people have been out in the community and seen our Y on the Fly vans that were donated through the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation and partnership with Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan and local rec departments. We're trying to get activities out to kids. Well, we can't do that right now because of the limitations on gathering and the schools being closed. But what we've done instead is taken those staff and vans and connected with Port Huron Schools. And so we're part of the team that is helping to provide and deliver meals and lesson plans and kids with the schools. So, you know, our van folks are out there. They're actually seeing some of the kids they would normally see in school when they're delivering and dropping things off. So that's one way to repurpose some of, you know, the resources we have. We have a big, huge gym. One of the critical needs in our community in Michigan right now is blood. You know,
yeah.
That's blood drives have been canceled. That's a major issue. So we've got this big, huge space that we can effectively set up for social distancing purposes with different exits and entrances, and we're going to be hosting a blood drive here on April 15th. And if people are interested in signing up, they can just go to the American Red Cross website and make an appointment.
That's fantastic.
You know, we're hoping we'll get a good turnout because it's a critical need right now. So we're trying to think differently on how we can take the resources that we have and use them for the strength of the community in a time where we need to do things differently.
Yeah, I guess in the meantime, we do things virtually. We'll follow you on Facebook, check in on the website, and try and stay connected that way.
That sounds great, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, anytime, Denise. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.